Over the next few weeks, you'll be hearing about the accomplishments of the 2013 legislative session, which ended last week. And lawmakers did approve some legislation, but one key consumer issue was left unaddressed. Last year, the Cuomo administration issued a report examining the issue of surprise medical bills. A surprise medical bill is when a consumer who has done everything reasonably possible to use in-network hospitals and doctors receives a bill from a specialist or other provider who the consumer did not or could not know was out of network. For example, let's say you were going into the hospital for a needed surgery. You then checked and found the hospital was covered by your plan and the surgeon was in your plan as well. Good news, right? The only personal financial exposure you should have is whether you have to pay a deductible or a copayment. But in this hypothetical case, suppose that the anesthesiologist was not in the plan. In some cases, the consumers had to pay the full cost of an out-of-network provider who participated, in this case, in the surgery. How are you supposed to know? Is it fair that you are on the hook for payment of services that you had no idea was not covered? I think we'd all agree that consumers should be protected from such situations. Yet, New York consumers are not. Unexpected and sometimes excessive medical bills from out-of-network providers contribute to the growing problem of consumer medical debt, which continues to be a significant cause of personal bankruptcy. This situation is especially difficult for cancer patients. Cancer patients undergoing treatment often have care administered by numerous providers. These patients are often uncomfortable from the treatments as well as the disease and are not in the position to carefully review the network status of every healthcare professional providing treatment. The report put out by the Cuomo administration found many cases where a provider does everything possible to use an in-network healthcare provider for non-emergency services, but who nonetheless receive a bill from a specialist, often a radiologist, anesthesiologist, or a lab, whom the consumer did not know or realize was out of network. Sometimes consumers were on the hook for thousands of dollars. The report also found too often out-of-network providers who provide emergency services, a circumstance where consumers cannot be choosy about whether the provider is in network, take advantage of the situation and charge fees well in excess of what Medicare or insurance would pay in network. As a result, consumers are often left to pick up the difference through balanced billing requirements. Policymakers must enact measures to curb these anti-consumer practices. And it was expected that consumers would get protections this year. After all, the administration prides itself on getting things accomplished, and the report was released over a year ago. In addition, all sides agreed that consumers should not be financially exposed to surprise medical bills. Yet the providers' lobby and the insurance lobby could not agree in an arbitration process to resolve the disputes in these surprise medical bill circumstances, so nothing was done. As a result, you could be on the hook, and many New York consumers will get hit for this outrageous practice. So when you hear lawmakers crowing about their achievements for the session, ask them why they couldn't get this issue done. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.